show, everybody. Welcome to the Camille Rose Off Grid Show. I am your host. This is Camille here, hailing from my HQ spot up here in Maine. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I was pleasantly surprised to see so many people tuning in for kind of my first week back into, you know, more action on the show last week. So that was really exciting. Thanks for tuning in. And let's get going. All right, so let's just jump right into it. Today, I've got a specific topic on my mind. Although before I jump into that, I'm pretty excited. Tomorrow, I'm going to be interviewing an amazing astrologer that I just recently met. Her name is Rhea. I think it's pronounced Rhea. Pretty sure, but we'll find out then. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be a really fun and exciting episode. I'm really loving her vibe on her Instagram, and everything that she says with astrology stuff, just it's felt very resonant and good so far. And she also lives off grid, so I think it'll be a really fun episode. All right, so today I've got this topic on my mind. Censoring ourselves. Yeah, I know. It feels like a heavy one. but it's been something that's been on my mind, and I almost feel ashamed to admit it. It's just, it's interesting because I'd love to be, you know, more brave and unabashed in life in general. I'm working on that kind of stuff all the time. But you know, truly I censor myself, and I'm the one that does the most of it. And so, you know, I can be kind of disappointed in the social media platforms and the algorithms and the shadow banning and the whatever, what have you, and my stuff not being seen or whatever it is, right? But more importantly, I'm actually responsible for the most censoring of myself, believe it or not. I've been thinking about this a lot lately for some strange reason. It's been on my mind. So my different, it's hard to even call it cancel culture because whatever. And I don't even know if it's really cancel culture experiences. It's like stuff that you've talked about online that maybe didn't get the best reactions. Let's go with that description. That way I feel like I'm not really condoning cancel culture as a whole and all that. But, you know, okay, so this is just one example. All right, one of my first canceling experiences. I'm trying to remember which one happened first. I believe there's these two that happened where I had this blog that I was writing on and sharing mostly on Facebook, but a little bit of Twitter and other platforms too back then. And it was a blog about should you be a vegan? And basically my answer was no. And at the time I was kind of coming out of a vegan community and also a raw vegan community. And so it was kind of a big deal for me to share my thoughts on that subject. And I had just been going through health crisis after health crisis after health crisis personally, as somebody that grew up mostly vegetarian and then vegan for several years and then raw vegan for a handful of years, you know, several years again. And then I was like basically breaking down essentially and not doing too well on that diet, and started to heal myself eating a more balanced omnivore approach, kind of like Weston Price ancestral type of approach. And so I wrote this blog post on that, and I just got very little love for it and just a whole lot of negative energy towards it. But okay, so this experience popped into my head the other day. Like, since that time, I've shared very little about the balanced slash closer to more animal-based nutrition approach that I personally have followed for a while now. And just in the last bit has gotten more towards like completely trying to be more animal-based, but it ebbs and flows. But anyway, just realizing recently the other day of how little I share about that and yet how important I feel it is, even though I'm passionate about sharing things about nutrition because it's just been so much of my life, my whole life. It was kind of like once I remembered and recalled and realized this experience, I then realized it for so many more topics, so many more things coming up of like, oh wow, you were very, you know, outspoken about this thing and the reaction didn't go over so well. And it tends to, just because of my own personal predisposition, my own like past PTSD experiences over stuff and whatnot, I tend to then go into like retracting and not feeling as brave and not feeling as confident and speaking less on that subject or whatever it is. And so it is this interesting ebb and flow for me as I really honestly, you know, subconsciously, kind of consciously play small, all right? Let's call it that, right? Censoring myself and my thoughts or my opinions. And you guys listening might be like, are you kidding? You're censoring yourself? Like, you share the craziest stuff. But really, no. Really know that I really do censor a lot of myself and my ideas and all of these different types of things. So that's kind of what the thought to talk about today has been on my mind, because I'm really feeling strongly like that is a layer peeling away, and for maybe many of us. And it is okay to do that, to step into that, step into like complete, honest, true, unabashed feelings and energy and truth and love around all things, right? All the topics. So, yeah. So essentially, really, we have a choice, and we can choose to go into that retraction sort of default, if you will. And personally for me, I'm working on healing that response and not retracting in that way and really exploring what does it feel like to not play small and to not censor myself and to kind of throw those thoughts, you know, to the wind, if you will, and really lean into that as a lifestyle approach. That's kind of what I'm working on. Is this topic is on my mind for so many reasons. And I am having an experience of feeling a little censored in some ways and some, yeah, it's a little more complex than I can even really go into here. But what it brings up for me is like, I'm doing the most self-censoring and taking my ideas or thoughts or, you know, projects and sort of holding away, if you will. And that is, yeah, just something that here I am honestly sharing with whoever is listening, whoever wants to listen, that it's a work in progress. It really is. It's such a work in progress. And some days you can feel totally confident and totally like, yeah, I can crush this and I can talk about this and I can touch on this taboo thing over here and like not even care that, you know, hundreds of people might be angry at me at this moment or whatever it is. Like it's some feels to power through and to push through and to not buy into those that are like just totally, utterly, completely off the deep end, brainwashed, that, you know, can't quite see the truth. But really just be you and be in that power. All right. Well, that's really my kind of gist and my thought on that topic at the moment for the day. More to come on this topic in general, like not playing small and really leaning into taking that leap, jumping into the growth, jumping into the wildness, into the raw energy, and really, you know, grabbing life's reins and like going for the ride. So, all right, enjoy your day. Don't forget to tune back in tomorrow. Love y'all.